This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
It is the Chris and Amy Show on 104.1 FM KMOX, and it is time to go to the guest line this morning. And we welcome in an author who had been wrongfully convicted of a crime, oh my gosh, almost 40 years ago now, more than that, and she was exonerated and has written a new book, which is out today. It's called When the Light Finds Us, From a Life Sentenced to a Life Transformed. Judy Henderson is with us on KMOX. How you doing, Judy?
I'm doing great, Chris. Thank you so much for asking.
So your story starts a long time ago, and there had been multiple governors in the state of Missouri that had the opportunity to exonerate you, and they decided not to do it. And finally, Eric Greitens did come through for you about 8 years ago. So can you tell people exactly what you were accused of and what really happened?
Sure. I was accused of capital murder, which carries life without parole for 50 years or the death penalty. So it was, I'd never been involved with the judicial system, nor had any members of my family. So, of course, this was all new and learning how to navigate it. But we both had the same attorney. He was able to manipulate the system, not only the system, but the whole crime to where it pointed to me. He was able to, my co-defendant, and he was able to manipulate the judicial system where I was convicted and he was acquitted of a murder.
Yeah, you were convicted of capital murder for the death of a Springfield, Missouri jeweler. As Ranj mentioned, that was back in 1982, sentenced to life without the possibility of parole for 50 years. And I am trying to comprehend the horror of that moment and so many questions for you and how you went from that moment to where you are now speaking, inspiring people, the book that you've written. Do you remember sitting in that courtroom and how you were able to process your sentence?
Yes. Yes, I do remember because I'm the oldest of 8 children and actually 9. I have a stepsister. But it was because of the love of that I have for my family and they have for me and my children, that's what got me through. And I knew I had to stay strong. I had to make them think that I was okay. And I wanted them to be okay. And that I could do this, you know. I found out God doesn't put anything in your path without giving you an exit. And I was so angry, but yet I had so much love. And the combination of the two is what got me where I'm at today.
At the time, did you feel like you just didn't have enough allies? Because it would seem to me that it would feel like everybody is against you in that moment.
Yes, it did. And it was election year, too. So I had to also remember that politics played a big part in my conviction. However, the prosecutor that convicted me ended up becoming one of my biggest advocates.
You mentioned faith throughout this journey. Were you a woman of faith when this happened, when you were convicted and sentenced, or did that come later?
I had a Christian upbringing in a middle-class suburban family, and I was a middle-class suburban housewife with two children at the time. But I had kind of left the spiritual path whenever I was sexually molested by an assistant pastor. So it took me a few years to get back there, and it was through my incarceration that I was able to lean on God, and he became even more real to me, and this is where I'm at today. You know, miracles, a lot of miracles in my book.
We're talking with author Judy Henderson, who was wrongfully convicted of a crime many decades ago, and you mentioned the prosecutor, Thomas, is it Mountjoy is his name, who then got behind you after prosecuting you and the boyfriend at the time. He said it was the only time he had ever supported clemency for a somebody he had prosecuted. What changed his mind? What happened there, and how did that process work?
I met with him after, whenever I got out, which was just really strange to be sitting there with him, but he just felt like, you know, he had nightmares about what had happened, and he knew that I wasn't the one that committed the murder. And he just didn't want to have to live with that, even though he did admit that he did not know how his peers would look at him, because he went on to become a circuit court judge. So he was the chief justice at the time, even. But he admitted to me that after he did it, that they were all very proud of him. And they, you know, was very supportive of the decision that he made to do that.
Judy, you mentioned earlier that you, your family members, had never been involved in the criminal justice system.
No.
What was it like arriving in prison, knowing this is where you would spend the rest of your life? And what was it like? What was the prison like?
Oh, the prison, it's another world, a totally different world with a different language, different mannerisms, different laws, policies, rules that you don't think make any sense at all. But after a while, I had to navigate and try to maneuver and figure out how am I going to fit in here, because I wasn't a drug user. I wasn't, you know, an alcoholic. I wasn't a career criminal. I was a suburban housewife and mother that loved her children and was very active with her children. So I thought, I don't fit here. What am I going to do? But I'll tell you what, you know what? Amy and Chris, there are a lot of good people in prison, and their journeys are very sad and very heartbreaking. And I had to just look around and see, you know, why am I here? What does God want me to do? But it took me a minute to get to that point of where I finally found out by helping others and helping them become better than what they were and understanding what got them there, the same as thing that I had to do, is what gave me purpose. And even though my co-defendant put out a contract on me at the time and I had to figure out how to save my life, it also gave me a foundation for other people in general population to say, oh, wait, you know, as nice and polite and everything as she is and always smiling, we don't want to mess with her. So that ended up being good for me.
So he put out a contract on you while you were in prison or once you got out?
Yes. No, once I was in prison.
How did you?
As soon as I got there. Because he hadn't went to trial yet, so he was very concerned that I was going to turn state's evidence.
How did you find out that people were potentially trying to kill you?
Another offender. you know, befriended me and told me that this person, she is a career criminal or was, I don't know what she is today, but she carried a shank. So she had been in and out of prison and that she was, she took a contract and it was from my co-defendant and she had been in the county jail with me. So she was there where they could communicate after I came to prison.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And so that's how I found out. So another offender told me.
She decided not to do it or what happened?
Okay. Oh my gosh. No, she did not decide not to do it. I decided to take the situation into my own hands because she was a career criminal. She knew how to maneuver the system. I did not. I had to do it on my terms. And so I just asked another lifer to stand at the door and what they call hold bus, don't let anybody in. Well, I had a chat with her and it ended up into a big fight. And I came out ahead because they ended up transferring her to Kansas. She did have a shank on her. I tell people I'm the cat of nine lives because there was so many times that I could have died during this whole situation from the time the crime happened till I was released.
So you were physically fighting her in that meeting with her?
Yes, absolutely. I had to. I felt like I had no choice, you know. That's, you don't go to the officers with things such as this because you don't have any way to prove it, you know. So I had to do it the only way that offenders could do it at the time, and that was just to take it into my own hands and save my own life.
So you're living a nightmare. The day that you find out, I don't know if it was, I'm guessing it was a gradual process where you're finally let out. But the day that you found out that it was probably going to happen, what was that like?
Well, actually, Chris, I really didn't know it was going to happen. I was totally blindsided. I became an official licensed certified personal trainer and group trainer. So I was teaching classes that day. And so I wasn't prepared to be released that day, or I would have had makeup and hair done. And that's just who I was. And they kept telling me I had to visit. My attorney was in the visiting room, and I just kept telling him, no, and I'm not going. I have to teach some classes. I have to go to the clinic, you know. And so they kind of gave me a direct order. Either you go or you're going to the hole. I said, okay, I think I'll go.
Wow. Well, I still can't wrap my brain around this, Judy. When did you even fall asleep for the first time when you're brought to prison? Because I can't imagine the amount of fear and despair I would feel.
Oh, and you do feel that. You do feel that because you're deloused, what you call, you know, because they give you this chemical to put on you, and you're naked in front of everybody, and it's just so, so humiliating. I didn't know if I was going to survive that, let alone it became a ritual. Because anytime you have visits, that's the process you go through as far as the strip searches. But I don't know how I slept, to be honest with you. I know my mother would tell me, Judy, you know, because I never wanted my family to really know what was going on. So I tried to figure out how to do this and still remain joyful and assuring them that I was okay over the phone. Whenever I would get off, I would just fall apart, you know, privately, because you can't show any weakness, because that's taken, kindness is taken for weakness. So you can't show that you're weak ever. So it was, my mom would tell me, Judy, open your Bible, because the enemy hates the word of God, and it will bring you peace. Peace will surround you. And so I started doing that, and I continued doing that during my incarceration.
Judy Henderson is the author of a book. It's called When the Light Finds Us, From a Life Sentence to a Life Transformed. It is out today. Highly recommend it. Your story, Judy, it's really unbelievable. And the fact you're able to find the strength to do this is remarkable. So thank you for writing it. Thank you for joining us today. We really do appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome, Chris. Amy, I love being here. Thank you. And you guys all have a blessed day.
That is Judy Henderson. When the Light Finds Us is the book, From a Life Sentence to a Life Transformed. That is just truly unbelievable stuff.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.